peace for Ukraine or Uran now. Russia, just go home.
Xuân vừa về trên bãi cỏ non, gió xuân đưa lá vàng suối nguồn, hoa cười cùng tia nắng vàng son.
To faithfully hide and take care of the books, hide and take care of the books and archives of the order. Wow. To hide it. Huh. Must have been tough at that time too, hey? Yeah. Well, in some places I do have to hide my stuff too. Until recently even. You know, like I don't leave all the books that belong to us all over in my living room or anywhere that people can come in and see immediately. I hide them somewhere. That's out of sight. I still do that. So if you happen to walk into my house, you see just a normal household. A bird person, picture, dog people, picture, family picture, whatever, you know. Very normal household. You don't see any holy signs of books or anything like that. Or maybe a Bible or something like that is harmless, but nothing from special from us. Eh? I also hide my identity wherever I live. I interact with neighbors the way you do, very friendly, humbly, and normally. So wherever I live, unless he already watch every Master TV by chance, he doesn't know me. Yeah, up to now it's like that. Everywhere I live, people don't know me. We are hiding it just to have peace, to continue to work, not to be afraid of anything. Suppose if all the neighbors come in and out my house all the time, master this, master that, how am I going to even have time to work, you know? So I have to be so social all the time, drink tea with them every day. Yeah, then I will have no chance. And it will be then not the same anymore. I just like them as neighbors. Yeah, more natural. Because if I have to live among followers and disciples day in, day out, I don't know if I can bear it. Too much reverence, too much disciples and master stuff, you know. So sometimes to have a natural, normal environment is also very good for me. Also, it's just my nature like that. I don't just preach to everybody on the street or in my neighborhood. No, they know nothing. Yeah. Maybe I put the alternative living flyer somewhere, you know, near the mailbox, something like that, but no picture or anything. No Supreme Master TV advertisement at my house. Yeah. Okay, now we continue. Many of them have in the very pain rebuked their enemies with the sharp sword of their word of truth. You understand that? If they have to say something, then I just use the true word, the true teaching. They probably tell them, I'm sorry, but meat is really not good. Yeah? It harms the environment. It kills the animals, people, and they want to leave. Vegan is a better way of life. That probably they have to tell, if they have to. Yeah? That's the word of truth, they have to do that. They only kill with the sword of truth, not the physical sword. That's what it means, yeah. They have then, to the great amazement of the bystanders, in a calm mind and joyful manner, given up the spirit in the firm belief and faith that their bodies shall decay, become dust, but that the souls are immortal and shall live eternally. They say that during the worldly life, the spirit is chained to the body like a prisoner in a cell. We all know that, huh? During meditation, we fly, huh? Okay. Already tasting the heavenly bliss, it soars up to the bright kingdom of joy and peace. They agree that the pious spirits, previous to their admission into the joy of heaven, hover in space over the waters without being affected by rain, snow, cold, or heat. They maintain that by the doctrine of the immortality of the soul, humans, I don't know why they always say men. Huh? Is that sexist or what? Who are we here? Huh? We are half of the population, no? Always say, mankind, human even. Why not he woman? What's wrong with he woman? Huh? What's wrong with womankind? Why mankind? Where do all men come from if they are not woman? Huh? Anyway, we can eat both, at least, no? So maybe we have to say, human and womankind. Yeah? In the human-woman world. Yeah. Actually, in the world woman, we have both men and women already. But they're allergic to using it. Even from the beginning. From long time already. In the beginning, the woman was at the top. Women were the leaders. Yeah. But slowly, men used their strength to overpower them and make them clean pots and, you know, and cook silky tofu instead. Yeah. It's also a nice job. Who cares, yeah? As long as the men can provide something, we are happy to stay home, cook tofu. Hmm? But sometimes the case is the woman also have to go get the tofu. I mean, to burn the bread and also have to cook the tofu. While the men are watching something interesting, important, like, you know what, a soccer game. No, I'm just joking. No, men are good, yeah? But I just don't know why they use only mankind and human. Never mind, we don't care. We also neither men nor woman anyway. We are not competing for that, yeah? So men okay, woman okay, whatever. They maintain that by the doctrine of the immortality of the soul, men are promoted and encouraged to a virtuous life and shun vice. Many of the Essenes have often stepped forth among the people as prophets. Well, I'm not surprised. We have a lot of prophets here. They inform them of things to happen. Oh, these are seers, no? After they practice for a while, they can see sometimes things happening, yeah. But often we keep quiet, huh? Only when necessary. I mostly don't predict anything, do I?
No.
Really, huh? Unless they ask, huh? Like they ask if the year 2000 is the end of the world or not. They ask a direct question. Then I have to say no. Well, I'm also under oath to tell the truth. So I had to say no, but I wouldn't just, go out and tell everybody, believe me, you know, I see it. We live over, we live through, we live past 2000. I wouldn't do that, okay? Sometimes I tell you, please beware, huh? Have to meditate more, because it's a time of cleansing, and it's the truth I have to tell you. And you can see it yourself. I didn't tell lie. The golden age is for golden people. Only. Sorry. It's not my law. It's the law of karma. It's just like the law of any nation. We cannot escape. the law of nations, sometimes we can escape. Sometimes the police turn a blind eye. Sometimes you can do it cleverly and you can escape somewhat. Or during your lifetime, maybe you can run away, you hide. But the law of the universe, you can't. Can't know where to hide. The law of karma is very precise. It's to the minutest detail, eh? To a breath of a hair. Now, it is easier for these holy men, men again? Didn't they have any woman in their order? What's wrong with you guys? Are you all men here, by the way? No, huh? Okay, never mind. We forget. We don't argue with this terminology. Okay. These holy men, yeah, often they only say holy men, huh? I mean, not just here, no? We often hear holy men, huh? We never hear holy woman. Oh, it's not fair. Well, thank God I'm a woman for a change. So that you can say you belong to a holy sisterhood. If we are holy, who cares? Anyway, it's easier for these holy men to prophesy as they, from their earliest infancy, study nature and the doctrine of the divine. They are instructed in goodly books and the writings of the prophets and grow in wisdom and purity of heart. Their presages often came true, and this increased their esteem with the people as holy men and prophets. You see, in here, they mention that they are many prophets. It's not just one prophet. Yeah? Okay. So we have to understand that whoever reached the level of a certain spiritual height, then they can be called prophets. A prophet is a messenger of the holy doctrine. A prophet is supposed to mean the messenger of God. And there's not always one, sometimes more. But prophets, they have, of course, different levels, eh? Some prophets are the direct contact with God, and some prophets are a little bit lesser level, but still they are prophets. If they go and, I say, spread the truth teaching, and if in their heart, they are also holy and have a certain high level of spiritual attainment, then these are probably being called prophets in this order. In our time, there may be also some prophets already among you, although you don't feel like that, and you don't see yourself as thus, but it's okay like that. So, that's good for your ego that you don't even see yourself like that. Yeah, the more you practice, the more you don't see yourself as anything really. You know it, but it's no big deal to you, yeah? Just like after you graduate a long time as a medical doctor, you don't always feel proud or you don't even think of it anymore, right? Oh, that's the way it is. It's become natural. In spiritual practice also, yeah? The higher you go, the more nothing you feel. You don't feel holy, you don't feel that you are special, you don't feel you're higher than anyone else. You just know it, but you don't feel anything special. Understand me?
Yes.
You just know it, definitely, that you are better than before. That you're higher than you were before. And that, of course, you're better than many of your other brothers and sisters who don't study the same spiritual elevation method. You know it only, but you don't feel arrogant about it. Yeah? That's correct. Is that so?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that because it's the same here. How I can talk with confidence because it's the same experience. Yeah, between us, we all feel the same.
Có một đàn em bé ngoài đi hát câu y tờ đón xuân về.
Russia, go home now.